the nightmare scenario, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I knew coming in this is a very high-powered team, and I knew if they made their three-pointers that it was going to be a tough game. I mean, sometimes there's when there's a good team, there's nothing you can do when they're hitting.
And it wasn't only him. I mean, their ball movement was good. They were setting good screens. I mean, that there's a reason why, I guess, why they're 14-2.
Yep, definitely. And I think they're the best team in the UP. People might hate me for saying that on the radio, but I think they're the best team in the UP. If they played Iron Mountain again, I think they'd get them. So.
Well, I think Bucky and Foster would hate you for saying that, but I don't know if anybody outside of Iron Mountain would, right?
That's true. That's true.
You know, I really thought Trevor Brown played good for them, number 40, you know. And you know, they're role players, you know, the Hanson kid making a three. I mean, it wasn't just Colin. And you guys just, whatever you tried, I mean, you were switching defenses left and right, Mike.
Yeah, we tried so many different things. Like I said, this team had it today. I mean, Eske had it today. There's nothing we could really do. I expect this team to go far. I expect them to win districts. I expect them to go even chance for regionals. And after that, you never know what happens. But this is a very talented team. I've coached a lot of these guys in AAU, but they came to play today. We didn't. We tried to throw everything we could at them. And
I couldn't believe it when you manned up. You tried to man up.
I had to try everything. We had to try. We threw everything we had at them, and they torched everything we had. So, I mean, not much more we can do.
No, let's take a last second here for you to talk about your seniors and what they've meant to this program, and that's kind of how we're closing the interview.
Yeah, so we'll start with Cam Ballard. He's been our scoring machine all year. He's an unbelievable kid. He's going to do great things. He's following the family footsteps, trying to go do dental, which is great for him. He's been a lot for us.
Yeah, I'd let him work on my teeth. I think.
I don't know about that far, but
we'll see how he does.
we'll see if he gets through school.
Yeah,
first.
Right.
He's got to pass before I let him.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
Next would be Raincaster. He outstanding kid. He's had a rough year. He's been up and down. COVID. We've had a lot of things that have been hurting us this year. We've had a lot of things that have been gut punches for us, like me getting hired late. We've had two COVID scares. One actually, COVID happened. All different kinds of things that it just we've had an up and down year, and some things we just can't control.
Yeah, but your seniors were there.
Yep. Next one, Dayton Burnson. He grew on us this year big time. He actually didn't start the season on our roster. He didn't know if he wanted to play or not. After I got hired, I coached him when I was a freshman coach. He texted me right away. He's like, "Coach, can we talk?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." First thing I said to him is, "You're going to join, right?" and he did. I mean, and it's been huge for us. I mean, like you said, at the start of this game, we didn't have Hunter Pudgy today, which is huge. But Dayton played well. I think he had a decent game today.
Yeah, he had
for
a couple early baskets for you when literally nothing else was going on.
He rebounded well. We need more people to rebound. But he's an outstanding kid. He's going to go far in life, too. He's going to be very successful. Then the next one, Lucas Hughes. He's our hustle. He'll give us everything. Sometimes it's too much on the offensive end because he'll get into himself in trouble.
But he was still working hard in that fourth quarter going for loose
like
ball.
I said, he dies for everything and does all the little things that you want out of a player. He's outstanding human being. He might be the best human being we have on this team. If you ask anyone in the community, they know who Lucas Hughes is, and he is an outstanding person.
I think you went through them all.
Nope.
Oh, you still have
Ethan Milan.
Oh, Ethan, yeah, you brought him in.
So that's another one he might be our most improved player this year. He, at the start of the year, was not finding any minutes for us. And at the end of the year, we played that stretch of Gwynn and Ishraming, and he showed me something that I didn't know he had. And it's unfortunate that we had the COVID thing because he was really starting to find his groove, and he would have played way more minutes towards the end of the season if we didn't have our 10-day layoff where three games got canceled.
Yeah, that was back-to-back nights, too, Gwynn and Ishpeming. So, all right, Mike, well, thanks for coming up and doing this. It's never fun to do when your season comes to an end. But
not many people don't end a season on a loss. So,
I can assure you there will only be four
in
Michigan that will end their season with a win.
That is true. That is true. It's better than ending on COVID. I promise you that.
That, too.
Yeah. We at least got a chance today.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good year. You guys battled through everything, and you know, the Braves went down fighting.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, man. Mike Creighton's the coach of the